Warriors have a little work to do in the second half. They trail the Marshfield Tigers by a score of 14-7 at the intermission. We'll come back, look at the stats, look at the scoring, try to get you some scores as well from around the area. I'm Chad Holmes from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth in Marshfield. Halftime, homecoming for the Marshfield Tigers. Marshfield leads Wausau West 14-7. This is Warrior Football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining myself and former Wausau West High School head football coach Jason Foster every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we will review and preview the high school football action around Central Wisconsin, plus special guests. Each week, we will talk to an area head football coach about their team and also bring on a student athlete to talk about their athletics and off the field as well. The Big High School Sports Show, each and every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's radio home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And don't forget, you can catch a podcast of every week's show at WXCO.fm. Also on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Again from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth at Marshfield, where the Marshfield Tigers are celebrating homecoming tonight. Big crowd on hand. Warm night, summer-like night for football. And at the end of the first half, it's Marshfield 14, Wausau West 7. Let's take a look at the stats of this first half. First of all, for the Wausau West Warriors, rushing the football, 12 carries, 69 yards for Cooper DePoint. Miles Wallvogel had 10 carries for 33 yards. Tayden Mua carried the ball three times for 24 yards. Joel Gravine, three carries for 15 yards. Kennedy Yang, or they could call this a team stat, one attempt for negative 20 yards on the poor snap on that punt attempt in the final minute of the first half. Passing the football, not a lot for Wausau West. The Warriors only had five attempts, one of five for Joel Gravine for 3 yards. One catch for 3 yards for Shea Jones, and that would be the only completed pass for the Warriors in the first half of play. 121 yards on the ground, 3 yards through the air, 124 yards of total offense for Wausau West. For the Marshfield Tigers in the first half, Hayden Carlson carried the ball 12 times for 92 yards, including a touchdown. Ethan Femmel, one carry for negative 1 yard. Femmel passing the ball. He was 3 out of 5 passing, 25 yards and a touchdown. Trevin Freese was 1 for 1 passing for 10 yards. One catch, 13 yards for Josh Taylor. One catch for 10 yards for Ben Jordan. One catch for 9 yards for Jacob Sadowska. And one catch for 3 yards and a touchdown for Camden Kolstad. 91 yards on the ground, 35 yards through the air, 126 yards of total offense for Marshfield in the first half. Marshfield 14, Wausau West 7. Scoring, there was no scoring in the first quarter. The Warriors had the best opportunity. Wausau West had a 10-play drive on their first series, but got stopped 1 yard short of a first down on a fourth down conversion, stopped at the 21-yard line. And neither team would be able to score in the first half of play. So in the first quarter of play, I should say. But then very early, in fact, on the second play of the second quarter, a 24-yard touchdown run by Hayden Carlson. In fact, it was the first play of the second quarter. 11:51 to go in the second quarter. Extra point was good. 7-0 Marshfield with the lead. Warriors then got the ball back and responded. A long touchdown drive that took nearly 6 minutes off the clock. A 1 yard quarterback keeper by Miles Wallvogel. Extra point was good by Finn Christensen with 6:09 to go in the second quarter. The game was all even 7-7. And then the Warriors made a big mistake late in the first half. With under a minute to go in the half, the Warriors faced a fourth down punt situation at their own 35 yard line. The snap went over the head of punter Kennedy Yang. He tried to chase it down. He did pick it up, but then was tackled back at his own 15. So Marshfield, with less than 30 seconds to go in the half, took over. First and goal from the 15. They got a 13-yard pass completion to Josh Taylor to move it to the 3. They then spiked the ball, and then with 11 seconds to go on second and goal from the 3, a 3-yard touchdown pass from Ethan Femmel to Camden Kolstad. Extra point was good, and it was 14-7, Marshfield with the lead, and that is the score at the end of the first half. We will take a timeout, come back, look at the scoreboard around the area. Coming up next, 14-7, Marshfield over Wausau West. This is Warrior Football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
Looking to turn your dream home into reality? K5 Construction is here to make it happen. From complete home builds to interior remodeling, decks and exterior upgrades, they handle it all. At K5, they focus on quality, excellence, and you. From design to final construction, they're with you every step of the way, on time and on budget. Whether it's your first home or your forever home, they're building your future. Build with confidence. Build with K5 Construction. Visit buildwithk5.com.
Thanks to the Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club for their support of this broadcast of Warrior Football on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club supports the Wausau West football student athletes in their activities and supports the Warriors from the opening kickoff to the final gun. Find out more about the Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club and Wausau West football at their website, wausauwestfootball.com. Again, thanks to the Wausau West Gridiron Club for their support of this broadcast on 98.9 WXCO.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
On Saturday afternoon, the Wausau East High School football team looks for a second consecutive victory as the Lumberjacks travel to Merrill to take on the Blue Jays. Hear all the exciting action live from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 1:05 p.m. and the opening kickoff at 1:30 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau East Football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Compass Properties, Grand Avenue Artifactory, Sun Printing, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Lopnose, The Mill Yard, Northland Painting, Callan Street Pub, Rocket Industrial, and the Cloverbelt Credit Union. It's Wausau East at Merrill in high school football. Saturday, live from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 1:05 p.m., opening kickoff at 1:30 on 98.9 WXCO. And Chad Holmes back here from our Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth at Marshfield as the Wausau West Warriors trail the Marshfield Tigers by a score of 14-7. Take a look at some other scores around the area. Stratford leads Marathon 19-0 at halftime, a game that's being played in Stratford tonight. The game that we have on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app. If you are going to stick around and listen to it and don't want to know what the score is, turn down your radio for about 15 seconds. Newman Catholic taking on Port Edwards. Tom Weaver on the call. Newman 40, Port Edwards nothing at the end of the first half there. Some other scores. Mosinee in the Great Northern Conference leads Rhinelander by a score of 14-0 at halftime. Mosinee's on a good winning run. They beat Wausau East 2 weeks ago and then handed Tomahawk their first loss of the season last week on the road. See if some other scores around the area. I don't see any of the Valley games being reported at this point. Halftime over at Steam Stadium. D.C. Everest trails Chippewa Falls 21-14. It's been an interesting season for D.C. Everest. They lost games to Big River's opponents in weeks 1 and 2. They are 4-0 in the Valley, and now another non-conference game. And they're falling to another Big River's opponent at halftime 21-14. Again, that game was at the end of the first half. We're going to take a timeout, come back with the second half coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
Transform any home with the finest craftsmanship and custom cabinetry for the kitchen, bathroom, or closet. At Featherstone Cabinetry and Design, they bring each client's vision to life from concept to completion through expert design and professional installation. Choose Featherstone Cabinetry and Design for all home upgrade needs, proudly serving customers from their locations in Rothschild and Minocqua. Visit www.featherstonecabinetry.com.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bow Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
What's your idea of fall fun?
Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Chad Holmes back again from Marshfield in our Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth. 14-7, Marshfield with the lead over Wausau West. Warriors will get the football first to begin play in the third quarter. Wausau West will be going from left to right. Wind is not a factor here tonight. The flags are limp here tonight. It's a warm night. It's a beautiful night. It's a very calm night as well here in Marshfield. Getting ready to kick it away again for the Tigers is Easton Ledden. Here's the approach and the kickoff. It'll be angled to the near side. It will be taken there at the 10. Up to the 15, near side to the 20. To the 25 is Tau, and Tau will be brought out of bounds at the 26-yard line. Aiden Tau, the junior, brings it back for the Warriors, and Wausau West will get the football. Again, Cooper DePoit, he was active in that first half running the ball, 12 carries, 69 yards. Miles Wahlvogel had 10 carries for 33 yards. Warriors did not pass the ball very much and very effectively, just 1 out of 5 for 3 yards. Ball marked right at the 30-yard line, 1st and 10. Ball on the right-hand hash, 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Looking over the defense is Joel Graveen. Wahlvogel lined up to his left. Motion by Taden Mua. There's the snap. It is a handoff. Taden Mua. Mua up the middle. Does not find much room, and he'll be thrown down hard after a 1, maybe 2-yard gain. The motion man ended up carrying the football. Taden then tried to go between the tackles, but he was thrown down hard. It'll be marked at the 32-yard line, so a gain of 2. 26 yards on 4 attempts tonight for Taden Mua. Of course, he had the big play defensively on Saturday in that game against Stevens Point, the 60-yard interception return for a touchdown. Ball on the right-hand hash, 2nd down and 8 yards to go for the Warriors. 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. Graveen drops back, looking to throw, has plenty of time, now steps up. He'll run with it, 30 to the 35, and brought down at the 37-yard line. had time. He looked around. He looked to his first target, his second target, then decided, well, got a little bit of room, stepped up in the pocket, and picks up 5 yards on the play. Third down and three now for the Warriors. So big third down here early in the third quarter. Warriors don't want a three and out. Need a first down as they try to work it downfield and get that equalizer. Warriors break the huddle to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers off to the left-hand side. Joe Gravine peeks at the defense, starts the count, takes the snap. It's a fake handoff. Pop over the middle, and it's intercepted. Overthrown, picked off. Right-hand side to the 40, to the 35. Far side to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Easton led in into the end zone for a touchdown. The receiver was there. The throw was high. And it's picked and brought back for a touchdown. And Marshfield takes a 20-7 lead. It was a good play action. It got me fooled for a moment. Right into the breadbasket of Waldvogel. And then the throw from Gravine was just a bit up, and Easton Ledden, the free safety, able to bring it back for the score. 45-yard return, and Marshfield now has a two-score lead. Again, this odd formation, just the center in the middle. On the left-hand hash, there are four players. On the right-hand hash, there are three. There's a receiver to the right. There's a direct snap, and into the end zone goes the runner for a two-point conversion. I can't really describe what we just saw there. It's a formation I've never seen before, but it worked very well this time for Marshfield. And just like that, the Tigers have a 22-7 lead. We'll have the kickoff coming up in 30 seconds. This is Wausau West Warrior High School football on 98.9 WXCO.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
Chad Holmes again from Marshfield and our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth with 10 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. And the Warriors now trail Marshfield by a score of 22-7. Third and three play, and the Warriors, there was again a receiver that was appeared to be open, but the ball was just thrown a little bit too high. So now the Warriors will try and bounce back again. They've shown a good job doing that. Taken by Sari at the 16, up to the 20, 25. Runs through a tackler and gets to the 30-yard line. So for the second straight series, the Warriors will begin first and 10 at their own 30. Still plenty of time, but still the Warriors have lots of time left. We're just underway here in the third quarter. But they need to get something going here. Ball on the right-hand hash. Warriors will head straight to the line of scrimmage. Finn Richard split far to the left in the slot. On the left-hand side is Asa Richard. Cooper DePoit lines up to the left of his QB. There's the handoff. DePoit, right-hand side, turns it upfield, but again, not a lot of room. He does fall forward and get to about the 33-yard line for a gain of three. Second down and about, well, they give him a pretty good mark. Get to the 34, so a 4-yard gain, second down and 6 yards to go. DePoit has run the ball well tonight, 73 yards on 13 carries. Warriors in and out of the huddle quickly, back to the line of scrimmage. Finn Richard to the left, Asa Richard to the right. Motion, there's the snap, dropping the football is Gravine, and it's picked up by Marshfield. Oh, now a flag is thrown at the end of the play. The ball was recovered by Marshfield, but a flag was thrown after the play. But some misdirection in the backfield and dropping the ball was the Wausau West quarterback, and it was covered up immediately by the Tigers, and now things have gone from tough to even tougher here for the Warriors. Marshfield will take over, pending the penalty here at about the 31-yard line. Uh, unsportsmanlike, it looks like, on both sides. So the ball will be placed at the 31-yard line, first and 10 for Marshfield. But the last part of the second quarter here early in the third have gone as poorly as you could imagine for Wausau West. Again, some self-inflicted wounds here for the Warriors, really causing some difficulties. So the ball now on the left-hand hash for the Marshfield Tigers. Critical series now for the Warrior defense. Need to get a stop. Quarterback now is the second quarterback, Trevin Fries. Receiver to the right. Carlson lined up to the right of his quarterback. Fries in the spread, takes the snap. Hand off to Carlson. Carlson left-hand side. He'll be grabbed, and he'll be brought down. Getting a piece of the jersey for Wausau West was Jamison Kane, and then got some help as well, and that'll be a short pickup. Good defensive work by Jamison Kane up front for the Warriors. That will be a gain of a yard on the play. Actually, call it no gain. They'll mark it right back at the 32-yard line. It'll be second down and actually 10 more yards to go here for the Tigers. Well, second and 11, actually. I'll get it right eventually here. 91 yards on 13 carries tonight for Hayden Carlson. Tigers back to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers off to the right-hand side, Ben Jordan and Camden Kolstad. Carlson in the backfield to the right of his quarterback, Trevin Fries. Fries takes the snap, drop back, looking to throw. He's going to fire deep down the middle. Double coverage, tipped and incomplete. Good defensive work that time again for the Warriors and Miles Hobart. It looked like there was some early movement on Marshfield before the snap, but no flag came down. But nevertheless, incomplete pass, and now third down and long for the Tigers. Getting a hand on that one for the Warriors was Hobart. Terrific defense, and that was a rather optimistic throw by Trevin Fries. Ball on the 32-yard line in Wausau West territory. Under center this time is Fries. I formation, receivers left and right. Dropping back. Here's the hit! Oh, a handoff. Carlson, left-hand side, has room. 30 to the 25, spins forward to about the 21-yard line, close to the first down. Another flag is thrown behind the play. I was watching, that would look like the quarterback still had it, and Jacob Shear hit him hard, but he handed off at the last moment to Carlson. And let's see what the penalty is. Unsportsmanlike conduct on Marshfield, and that is a massive penalty on the Marshfield Tigers. It would have been fourth down and about yard. Oh, wait a second. They changed it. The official said he pointed the wrong direction, and that's going to be a penalty on the Warriors, and that would be a first down for Marshfield. It was a 10-yard gain on the run to about the 21-yard line. It would have been about a yard short of the first down. And now they're going to mark off half the distance to the goal after the penalty. Matt Johnson, the Wausau West head coach, is talking to a couple of the officials. And it will be marked to just outside the 10-yard line. It won't be first and goal, but it'll be very close. First down and 10 from the 10.5. Marshfield ball on the left-hand hash back at the line of scrimmage. Trevin Fries again under center. Carlson, the tailback, offset eye. Handoff to the fullback. Right-hand side, inside the 10, and keeping the feet and fighting, but then brought down at about the 8. So that will leave a second down and about 7.5, 8 yards to go here. Big situation right now. Back to the line of scrimmage come the Tigers. It's a wildcat. Carlson is the quarterback now. Carlson takes the snap. Carlson keeps it himself. Carlson is tripped up at the line of scrimmage. Good work. Rasmus in on the tackle for the Warriors. Also in on the play for Wausau West. Pinching in was Aiden Tau. So it'll be third down and 7 from the 8 for Marshfield. 22-7. Marshfield 7:10 to go in the third quarter. The clock is moving. Football in the center of the field. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Carlson lined up to the left of his quarterback, Trevin Freese. Freese peeks at the defense. Now motion from left to right. Freese takes the snap, drops back. Here comes the rush. Rasmus, oh, he couldn't get them. Now rolling to the right, Freese. He'll fire it. Bobbled, grabbed right at the goal line, and incomplete. It was a bobble, not keeping it control of it on the far sideline was the intended receiver. As coming in was Rasmus, and he almost had the quarterback sack, but a good job by Freese to get away, get the throw off, and nearly get a score. But it will now be fourth down, and it looks like a field goal attempt coming up for Marshfield. So a big field goal, trying to make it a three-score game right now are the Tigers. Easton Lennon will attempt a 25-yard field goal. Right-footed kicker. Snap is good. The hold is down. The kick is up. Plenty of leg, and it is good. A 25-yard field goal for Lennon makes it 25-7 Marshfield. 6:37 to go in the third quarter. We will take a 30-second timeout and come back with the kickoff. This is Wausau West Warrior High School football on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking to turn your dream home into reality? K5 Construction is here to make it happen. From complete home builds to interior remodeling, decks and exterior upgrades, they handle it all. At K5, they focus on quality, excellence, and you. From design to final construction, they're with you every step of the way, on time and on budget. Whether it's your first home or your forever home, they're building your future. Build with confidence. Build with K5 Construction. Visit buildwithk5.com.
Five to seven, Marshfield with the lead, and the Tigers kicking it off. High, short, end over end kick taken at the 12-yard line. Up to the left-hand side to the 20. To the 25 is Sari. Sari to the 30. Sari to the 35. And Luke Sari brought down at the 36-yard line. Another flag. And right now, we're starting to see a number of flags being thrown out there. It would be pretty good field position here for the Warriors. But let's wait and see what this penalty is. But the Warriors have been on a downhill slope here since late in the second quarter. Three turnovers. Unsportsmanlike conduct again on Wausau West. So that's going to cost the Warriors 15 yards and take away what would have been pretty good field position. But right now, things have to get settled down with the Warriors. They've had a couple of unsportsmanlike conduct penalties to go along with these turnovers and really got to stop this backward momentum. So 15 yards marched off back to the 20-yard line. That's where the Warriors will begin first and 10. Again, from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. Cloverbelt Credit Union since 1936, local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, recreational vehicles, and mortgages. Info at ccuwausau.com. To the line of scrimmage come the Warriors. There's the snap. Handoff. With it, up the middle is Cooper DePoit beyond the 25. Keeps the feet pumping all the way to the 30, and that should be enough for a first down. That was some hard running by Cooper DePoit. Again, yards after contact. Picks up 11 yards on the play. The sticks are moved. 84 yards on 14 carries tonight for senior Cooper DePoit. Warriors in and out of the huddle quickly, back to the line of scrimmage. Try to pick up the tempo just a little bit. Three receivers set, two to the right, one to the left. Gravine takes the snap. Handoff, Cooper DePoit. And this time he is hit and brought down short of the line of scrimmage. Trying to go up the middle. That time the defensive tackles for Marshfield filled up the hole. and it's a one-yard loss on the play. Just past the midway point of the third quarter. 5 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the third. Marshfield 25, Wausau West 7. In the huddle, Joel Gravine giving the play to his teammates, breaks and comes to the line of scrimmage. Finn Richard off to the right-hand side. Miles Wahlvogel now in at running back to the left of his QB. Far to the left for the Warriors is Asa Richard. Tight end on the right-hand side is Shea Jones. Now motion by Tayden Mua to the right. There's the snap. Looking to throw is Gravine. Fires it over the middle. Has his man. Wahlvogel 45 to the 50 and brought down at the Marshfield 45-yard line. Down the right-hand hash, making a good grab is Miles Wahlvogel after a nice throw made by Joe Gravine. A 25-yard connection and a Wausau West first down. Best play of the night through the air for the Warriors. So now the Warriors in Marshfield territory. Coming to the near side, having a quick word is the referee. Not looking happy right now is Coach Matt Johnson, but Coach will walk away. Now the Warriors back to the line of scrimmage. Finn Richard off to the left. Asa Richard to the right. Tayden Mua in the slot goes in motion to the right. There's the snap. It's a fake handoff. Keeping it himself is Gravine. 45. Kicks it right to the 40, and he's brought down right there. So Joe Gravine on the run to the right-hand side will get about 4 yards on the play. Second down and 6 now for the Warriors. Must drive here for the Warriors. 3-score game right now, 25-7 Marshfield. 4 minutes and 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Two receivers to the left-hand side for the Warriors. Finn Richard far to the left, Asa Richard in the slot. There's the snap. Handoff, Cooper to point, right-hand hash, cuts it upfield, 40 to the 35. Again, pushing that pile, close to the first down sticks. I think he'll have enough for a first down. Let's wait and see. Just inside the 35, that will be a first down on that run by Cooper to point. Another 6-yard pickup for Cooper. He is knocking on the door of 100 yards tonight. He has 89 on 16 carries. First and 10, Warriors at the 35-yard line. Ball on the right-hand hash. Warriors right back to the line of scrimmage. Gravine takes the snap, keeps it himself, left-hand side, kicks it outside, 35, to the 30, to the 25, and brought down at about the 24-yard line. They'll say the knee was down at the 25. That's a 10-yard gain, and I think enough for another first down. Yep, a 10-yard pickup, and the sticks are moved. Faking the handoff was Gravine and worked his way to the left, and the Warriors on a very good drive. First down and 10 from the Marshfield 25-yard line. 3.5 minutes to go in the third. Clock is still moving. Warriors back to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers on the left-hand side. There's the snap. Handoff up the middle. Cooper to point to the 20. Cooper bounces off a pile and then falls forward to the 18. Another good first down play for the Warriors. Pickup of about 7 yards. Second and 3 here for the Warriors. 96 yards now on 17 carries for Cooper to point. Warriors need 7 on this drive. Two receivers off to the right-hand side. DePoint lined up to the right of his QB. Joe Gravine takes the snap. Now rolling to the right is Gravine. Now he looks. He fires, and it's incomplete. Just inside the 10, trying to hit Shea Jones. Ball knocked away. It'll be 3rd down and 3. 4-down territory, to say the least, here for Wausau West. Ball at the 18-yard line in Marshfield territory. Warriors back to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers left, one to the right. Gravine looks over the defense, starts the count. There's the snap, handoff, Cooper to point, has the first down, inside the 15, inside the 10, all the way to the 5. Cooper to point over 100 yards after 13 yards on that pickup. unofficially 109 yards now for DePoit. First down and goal to go from the Marshfield 5. 2.5 minutes to go in the third. Warriors knocking on the door, trailing 25-7. Ball on the right-hand hash. Warriors back to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers off to the left-hand side. Finn Christensen, Asa Richard, and Finn Richard. Handoff, left-hand side. DePoit turns it into the end zone for a touchdown. Quite a drive for Cooper DePoit. Quite a drive for the Wausau West offense. And the Warriors pull back to within 25-13, pending the PAT. A must drive and a well-executed drive by Wausau West. Warriors will go for the one-pointer. They'll have to go for two, I think, after those, if they would score next. But at this point, you want to make it 11. 12, you don't want it to be. Jackson Riley is the holder. Puts it down. The kick is up. It's a low line drive, but it gets over the crossbar and is good. So the Warriors to within 11. It's Marshfield 25, Wausau West 14. 2:08 to go in the third quarter. Kickoff in 30 seconds. This is Wausau West football on 98.9 WXCO.
Transform any home with the finest craftsmanship and custom cabinetry for the kitchen, bathroom, or closet. At Featherstone Cabinetry and Design, they bring each client's vision to life from concept to completion through expert design and professional installation. Choose Featherstone Cabinetry and Design for all home upgrade needs, proudly serving customers from their locations in Rothschild and Minocqua. Visit www.featherstonecabinetry.com.
...25-14 Marshfield. Warriors will kick it away. Good foot into it by Finn Christensen all the way to the goal line and into the end zone. So it's a touchback. Good kick by Finn Christensen, and Marshfield begins first and 10 at their own 20. 2:08 to go in the third quarter. So now the Warrior D will try to keep the momentum that the offense got on that last series. Hayden Carlson, 101 yards on 15 carries for Marshfield. Cooper DePoit, 114 on 19 carries for Wausau West. So a pair of 100-yard rushers. Game right now only in the third quarter. Tigers to the line of scrimmage. Back in at quarterback for Marshfield is Ethan Femmel. Pistol formation, fullback to the left. Carlson lined up as a tailback. Two receivers left. Handoff, Carlson, left-hand side, 20. Finds a seam, 25. Breaks a tackle, gets up to the 29-yard line. Hayden Carlson gets 9 yards off the left-hand side. 110 yards now for the Marshfield runner. So good first down pickup for Marshfield there, ahead of the sticks this time. Excuse me. Tigers will take their time and now break the huddle, come to the line of scrimmage. Receivers left and right. This time under center is Ethan Femmel. I formation behind the QB. Femmel takes the snap. Fake handoff. Rolls to the right. Fires. Has his man wide open to 30. First down to the 35 and brought down at about the 38-yard line. Making the grab over on the far side of the field for the Marshfield Tigers was number 18, Josh Taylor. That will be a gain of 9 yards and, as I said, the first down. Second grab for Taylor, 22 yards in the game. Marshfield back to the line of scrimmage, a minute 12. Clock is moving, third quarter. Back to the spread look is Marshfield. Again, Ethan Femmel, the quarterback. Femmel takes the snap. Handoff, Carlson. Carlson kicks it right-hand side, 40. Carlson to the 45. Falls forward near the first down sticks at the 48-yard line. Off of right tackle that time for Ethan Carlson. I should say Hayden Carlson. And Carlson does get 10, and they will say that is enough for a first down. So now 120 yards on 17 carries for Hayden Carlson as the clock moves down under a minute to go in the third quarter. Ball on the right-hand hash. I formation this time for Marshfield. Under center is Ethan Femmel. Wing back to the left-hand side. Femmel starts the count, takes the snap. Handoff. Carlson again. Carlson 50. Carlson keeps the feet to the 45 and brought down in Wausau West territory by Taden Mua. I think there's a flag down on the field. It would be a gain of 7, but let's wait and see what the penalty is. Officials over on the far side. And it will be on Marshfield. So that will take away a pretty good run by Hayden Carlson. Instead of 2nd and 3, it'll be 1st down and 15. Ball marked back to the 43-yard line. Looks like Marshfield will get one final play off here in the third quarter. Ball on the right-hand hash. Clock down to 13 seconds. Femmel takes the snap. Handoff. Carlson up the middle. 45 to the 50 and brought down just into Wausau West territory after a gain of 7 yards. And a flag thrown again. As about 15 yards away from the plate, Taden Moore was caught in a little bit of a wrestling match with one of the receivers, and the flag is thrown. So 7 yards on the Carlson run, and we'll see what the penalty is. Is it going to be coincidentals or on one of the players? Personal foul on the Tigers, personal foul on the Warriors. Coach Matt Johnson is very upset on the near sideline. He cannot believe that one. It's one of those plays where who started it? Who made the first hit? I think that's the way you stop this. You don't keep giving coincidentals. But the period comes to an end. So end of three quarters here from Marshfield and our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. It is Marshfield 25, Wausau West 14. This is Warrior Football on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice. Due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service, Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
2nd and 8 for Marshfield as we begin the fourth quarter. 25-14 Marshfield with the lead. Femmel looking to throw. Fires it left-hand side. Was it grabbed? Yes, it was at the 35-yard line. Right off the top of the turf for Marshfield was Camden Kolstad. And a completion and a first down for the Tigers. 17-yard pickup on the play. And Marshfield again on the move. Second grab for 20 yards for Kolstad. Ball on the left-hand hash. Femmel in the pistol. Takes the snap. Handoff. Carlson left-hand side has room 30 to the 25. Has a first down after a gain of about 10 yards. Well, let's wait and see. Did he get the 10? Or was he out of bounds before he got it? Because that's on the far sideline. And actually, in a sense, you almost wish it was a first down. Instead, it's 2nd down and about 0.5 yard to go. But Carlson has really been on a good run here lately. He started off a little slowly, but he's been getting pretty good chunks of yardage on recent carries, up to 136 yards on 19 carries. 2nd down, 0.5 yard to go from the Warrior 26. There's the snap. Carlson again, left-hand side. This time he's hit, but he's able to get beyond the 25, get the first down to about the 23.
So another first down for the Tigers. Warriors need a stop. At the very least, hold them to a field goal. Another flag. Boy, this game has gotten rather chippy here in the last quarter or so. And this one, I think, is going on the Tigers. Yep. So it'll be a post after the run. And a 15-yard mark off this time on Marshfield. That's a big, big mistake for the Tigers. And that goes back to the 38-yard line. So it'll be first down, but back at the 38-yard line. That was a after the play had been completed. So now, see if the Warriors can take advantage of that. Because he did get the first down. It was a first and 10, and now it's first and 10 now for the 38. Ethan Femmel under center, I formation. Femmel takes the snap. Rolls to the right, looking to throw. Femmel, he's going to fire it near sideline. Nearly intercepted. As cutting in on it was Aiden Tau. The intended receiver for Marshfield was Vedder McTaggart. Incomplete. So second and 10. 10:38 to go in the game. 25-14. Marshfield with the lead. Marshfield back to the line of scrimmage. Football on the left-hand hash. Desperate need of a stop right now are the Warriors on D. Football on the left hash. Hash spread formation. Receivers left and right. Motion to the right. It's a jet sweep. Right-hand side 40. Trying to turn the corner 35. And an ankle tackle is coming in. Was Cooper to point to bring down the runner. That was number three, Jacob Sadowka. Sadowka looked like he was going to get to the corner, but boy, nice job on the pursuit by Cooper DePoint to hold him to a three-yard gain. So now, third down and 7 for the Tigers. Ball at the 35-yard line. Ball on the right-hand hash. Receivers left and right. It will be a spread look. Carlson lined up to the left of his QB. Femmel takes the snap, drops back, looking to throw. Fires it on the near sideline. Threw it down low, incomplete. On the near sideline in front of the Warrior bench was number 20, Camden Colstead. He was there, but that was not a good throw. And now fourth down. So now what do you do? Do you push it deep if you're Marshfield? Do you go for it at the 35? And it looks like as Femmel comes off the field, that they, well, let's wait and see. Are they going to punt it here? Breaking the huddle out of the Tigers. Oh, Femmel comes back in, actually. So they're going to go for it. Fourth and 7 from the Warrior 35-yard line. Ball on the right-hand hash. Running backs flanking left and right. There's the snap. Femmel looking to throw. Now he's flushed to the left, looking. He'll fire it. He's got his man complete to the 20. To the 17, to the 15, and that is a 20-yard pickup and a fourth down conversion. A lot of time. Flushed was Femmel, and he found an open receiver. That was Ben Jordan on the left-hand side. And a big conversion for Marshfield and a 20-yard gain. First down and 10 yards to go now for the Tigers. 9:25 to go. 25-14 Marshfield. Receivers left and right. Running back lined up to the left of his QB. Femmel takes the snap. Handoff. Fake handoff. Femmel keeps it. Left-hand side to the 10 and run out of bounds inside the 10 at about the 8. Fake the handoff to Carlson, and there's a lot of room on the left-hand side for Femmel. And picks up about 7 yards on that first down play. A methodical drive this time for the Marshfield Tigers. In fact, give them 8 on that play. Second down and about 2 for the Tigers. Time-consuming drive for Marshfield. 8:40 to go. 25-14 Tigers. Receivers left and right. Femmel, Carlson lined up to his left. There's the snap, handoff. Carlson up the middle. He will be hit at the 5, and it will depend on the mark whether or not he got the first down. I don't think he got there. That was some good play. Again, getting off the pile will be Cooper DePoit for Wausau West. Has some help as well. Boy, DePoit has been playing some good football the last 4 weeks since returning to the team after a little hockey sojourn. It'll be third down and short. 140 yards on 21 attempts now for Hayden Carlson. Under center this time is Ethan Femmel. I formation. Femmel takes the snap. Handoff. Carlson up the middle. He goes into the end zone for a touchdown. That's an impressive drive for Marshfield. They made some plays on that drive. Took a lot of time off and reestablished a 3-score lead at 31-14. Boy, Carlson showing why he's been one of the top runners in the Wisconsin Valley Conference so far this season. He has been very good. Another 2-point conversion.